The chat groups on messaging app WeChat range between 200 and 2,000 people in size. They are called Kuakuachun in Chinese, which translates into groups of praises. Most members are university students or people in their 20s. The topics of conversation are usually from everyday scenes, such as, I couldn't play the game well, I need to be praised. That's from the demand side. And from the supply side, someone could reply back, it means you have self-awareness and perseverance. The world just needs a sweet person like you. Public opinion is divided on this phenomenon.
It's a good thing. When you are praised by others, you will regain confidence. You think you are not that bad in your self-evaluation.
You can gain confidence this way, but if one gets so much praise, will he or she develop an inflated ego?
I don't like it. If you did something wrong, I think it would be better if someone pointed out your failings.
Business has emerged around it. On e-commerce platforms like Taobao, searching for Kuakuachun leads to dozens of results. Spend the equivalent of anywhere between a dime and 28 US dollars, you can join a praise-lavishing group and be offered several minutes of adulation.
If you really want to praise someone, you can go directly to them and do it. I think it's much more practical. Paying for such services is superficial.
But what's really behind these viral groups? Zhang Youdua is the dean of the Social Management School at Shanghai University of Political Science and Law. He thinks this phenomenon is a direct result of the information era, when young people tend to express their personal feelings online to people they don't know. He also believes it has to do with the traditional Chinese way of parenting, in which parents tend to withhold praises and encouragement. Dong Zhangguo, associate professor of communication at Fudan University in Shanghai, thinks the reason lies behind the high-stress work and study environment faced by young people. He thinks these groups have created an outlet for stress relief for them. Mark Fontes, CGTN.